What's happening, everybody? On today's show, full reaction to the SEC spring games from over the weekend. I'll give you my thoughts on why Alabama and Georgia still look like the two best teams in the country, but why I'm optimistic on a rising South Carolina team. Meanwhile, Arkansas, they look to take that next step under Sam Pittman, who reportedly got a long-term contract extension over the weekend. Lastly, some hope remains for Vanderbilt as they follow their spring game up, hoping for a better season. Mississippi State, their game got canceled, and Vols baseball coach Tony Vitello gets himself a 4-game suspension. Locked On SEC starts right now.
You are Locked On SEC, your daily podcast on the Southeastern Conference, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And what is happening, everybody? Welcome into Locked On SEC. It's great to have you guys along. I'm Chris Gordy. Thanks for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. And remember, Locked On SEC is free and available on all platforms, including YouTube and at LockedOnSEC.com. All right, we got a ton to get into, tons of spring games to recap. So let's jump right into it. And we start with the team that a lot of people think is the consensus number one team in the country. That is the Alabama Crimson Tide. As Alabama, their annual A-Day game, the white team defeated the crimson team 25-7 and has become accustomed in many Alabama spring games. The defense dominated, but what was unusual, and it's something I've talked about this offseason as my biggest concern for the Tide, I came away pretty concerned with their offensive line. We know that's a spot that they've been banged up at, had some guys out with injury like Emil Ekior, Darian Dalcourt. But man, pass protection was a problem in this spring game. And I know we could argue Bama's defensive front is one of the best in the country with Will Anderson and Dallas Turner and others. But they've got to figure out this O-line thing this summer. Remember, they added Vandy transfer Tyler Steen. He'll be in there very soon. He'll help out. But, man, a couple of times, reigning Heisman Trophy winner quarterback Bryce Young had to release the ball sooner than he wanted, one in particular on a pass intended for Cameron Latu. Was intercepted by Jordan Battle. Bryce Young finished the day 14 of 29 for 153 yards. Not bad. But to me, the star of the day, at least as far as the future of Alabama's offense goes, it was running back Jahmyr Gibbs. He looks to be the real deal. Coming over from Georgia Tech, he broke off a very long 75-yard touchdown run. He was named the MVP, won the MVP award of the A-Day game as he finished the day with 9 carries for 100 yards. Defensively, D-lineman Jamil Burrows, he earned the best lineman of the game award as he had a couple of sacks. Linebacker Jalen Moody had a game-high 9 tackles, including a sack. But to me, Dallas Turner is going to be a major problem for the SEC. He racked up 3 sacks in Saturday's spring game. On the other side of the ball, you know, when we talk about Bryce Young, we know how good he is, but what about the backup spot? And Jalen Milroe looked pretty solid at times running the offense. He missed on a couple throws, but he was able to keep some plays alive, find targets downfield. He finished 11 for 23 for 149 yards and a touchdown. He also had 32 yards rushing. I kind of like what the future looks like, maybe with another year of Milroe backing up Bryce Young. He could be the guy down the road, or you know, it could just be Arch Manning after next season. We will see. Wide receiver Christian Leary, he had 5 catches for 106 yards and a touchdown. He's going to have a chance to compete for one of those wide receiver spots. JoJo Earl had a nice run after catch. And the good news for Tide fans as well, Tide kickers went 6-for-6 on field goal kicks between Will Reichard and Jack Martin. So overall, I know it was rainy, so you expect it to be a little sloppy. Eli Ricks already looks like he's going to be a big part of that secondary. He and Kool-Aid McKinstry are probably going to end up being the two starting corners with Kyrie Jackson in the mix. Nick Saban even said Ricks is still learning the system. That's why he ran with the twos a lot in this game. But a couple of the freshman wide receivers, they had some drops, Kendrick Law and Aaron Anderson. But my overall takeaway from the Alabama spring game, look, they're one of the best teams in the country. Don't get me wrong, but they're going to lead the SEC, not just the SEC, but I think the country. They're going to lead the country in sacks this year with Will Anderson, Dallas Turner. I just don't know what opposing offenses are going to do to stop them. I mean, it's unbelievable the force those guys were just a year ago, but, like, they're going to be even better this year. What do you do? How do you stop them? So Alabama, again, showing why they are one of the top teams in the country, and having Heisman winner back at quarterback helps as well. Meanwhile, over in Athens, Georgia, Georgia had their G-Day spring game, and the reigning national champs had a really good turnout of fans. Black team got a game-winning field goal from Jared Zirkle to win it 26-23. The offenses dominated the day as they combined for 776 total yards of offense. The immediate thing that jumped out to me, welcome back Eric Gilbert. He finished with three catches for 49 yards and two touchdowns. He is absolutely a matchup problem in the red zone. He gives Georgia's offense yet another wrinkle to add. Keep in mind, Brock Bowers has been out this spring. He's coming back from injury. He was electric last year at the tight end spot. But after missing all of last season, Eric Gilbert looks to be that five-star tight end that committed to LSU 2 years ago. Had a really nice freshman season then. So I look at for him to be a big breakout player for this Georgia offense this year. Take it to an even higher level than it was last year. Oscar Delp, he also looked good at the tight end spot. But Stetson Bennett, to me, maybe even more confident this offseason, in my opinion. Look, I have concerns about Bennett and his limitations talent-wise. And I said that even with him, you know, winning the national championship. He did a great job in that second half, made the throws, did what he needed to do. But I think a lot of those concerns of mine kind of went out the window watching Stetson Bennett. And I know it's a spring game, but this dude looks locked in. I mean, he finished the day throwing for 273 yards, three touchdowns. He did throw a pick in the end zone just before halftime. That just means his day could have been even more impressive if he completes that touchdown. But I liked what we saw out of Stetson Bennett. And the reality is, man, Georgia has got a ton of proven weapons on offense. We can talk about running backs Kendall Milton, Kenny McIntosh, Dejon Edwards. They all look good. Kyaris Jackson, four catches for 107 yards. Dominic Blaylock, five catches for 67 yards. They have just got weapons everywhere you look. And then I thought the other quarterbacks looked pretty good, too. I like some of the throws from Carson Beck. He finished with 246 yards passing. Brock Vandergriff kind of showed he's got the dual threat thing going where he could run it. He had three carries for 45 yards. And then the defense trying to work in some new faces, trying to figure out who will be the new leaders of this team. Of course, Jalen Carter is the headliner at nose tackle. Having senior Nolan Smith back at linebacker will be big, but some other guys kind of looking for that spotlight. Zion Logue looks to be solid on that defensive line. Tresman Marshall had an interception. He looked good at linebacker. Jamin Dumas Johnson also looked good. He had seven tackles. And then the young corners should be good too, with Javon Bullard, who had that pick right before halftime. Nyland Green, he made an athletic play going up on a trick pass play that he went up and got on for an interception. The winning team, by the way, of the G-Day game earned the right to chow down on steak and lobster while the losers had to eat beanie weenies. So there was a reward for winning the game. But, man, overall, watching Alabama and Georgia spring games, it is hard to argue that these are not only the two best teams in the SEC, but probably the two most talented teams in the country. No change in opinion there after seeing those two teams play, but it was a lot of fun watching them. All right, that was Alabama and Georgia. When we return, we'll touch on South Carolina and Arkansas. Again, we had a ton of spring games to recap from over the weekend. That is coming your way next. Need to remind you guys about our friends over at Built Bar. It is that time of year where a lot of you have given up on your New Year's resolutions and you're getting ready for summer trips and beach trips and all that, and you want to be looking a little bit better. Need to make some better healthy decisions, and you could do that by choosing our friends at Built Bar. And look, Built Bars are delicious, don't get me wrong. They're covered in 100% real chocolate, but they are low in calorie, high in protein. A lot of people are throwing the candy bars out the window, replacing them with Built Bars because they are packed with protein. If you're looking for something for a post-workout treat, Built Bar has got you figured out there. Just go to their website, built.com. You can see all the stats for you. Many Built Bars contain 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 grams net carbs, 17 grams of protein packed in there, and they got tons of different flavors, from the mint brownie to the coconut to the cookies and cream. Just about everything you could think of, they've got it for you at built.com. When you go there to their website, you can use our promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15. That's going to get you 15% off your order. Use our promo code LOCKED15. That's going to get you 15% off at built.com. Go check them out today and see what great new flavors they got up there. Going along here, Locked On SEC, continuing our conversation, recapping all the SEC spring games over the weekend, and Alabama and Georgia, very impressive. But another team that really impressed me, South Carolina. I've been bullish on the Gamecocks heading into this season, and they capped their spring season off with the annual Garnet and Black game. The Garnet team outlasted the Black team 20-13 in a game that looked a little bit more like a controlled scrimmage than a true game, but Shane Beamer and his staff split the squad evenly between the two teams. They had over 20,000 people in the stadium. The biggest takeaway in this one, though, quarterback Spencer Rattler, the guy who was last offseason's Heisman favorite at Oklahoma, he's now in Columbia hoping to take this Gamecock offense to the next level. Now, look, he made some nice throws in the game. Nothing eye-popping. He finished the day 8-for-10 for 79 yards. His longest play was a 30-yard strike to Xavier Leggett at the start of the second quarter. He also showed his running ability at times, keeping some drives alive and looking down the field, taking off and running when he had to. But I like what I saw from Spencer Rattler. I'm going to need more, you know, deep throws, more big play action if this offense is really going to take that next level and compete for an SEC East title. But I like what I saw from Spencer Rattler in our first little taste in Columbia. Quarterback Luke Doty, he looked okay as well. But after the game, Shane Beamer said, "I thought Spencer did well. We had the play clocks going. We didn't really have any personnel issues. We were pretty clean from that standpoint. There was nothing that we said offensively that we weren't going to do formation-wise or personnel groupings." He said we weren't very limited, but he was impressed with what Spencer Rattler did. Now, Chad Terrell, he moved from wide receiver to tight end at the start of spring camp. Looks like he is going to play a role in this offense. He had a 31-yard touchdown scoring catch from Luke Doty. Antoine Wells, another transfer coming in, he had a couple of nice catches. I really like the South Carolina backfield as well. Their running backs, I was a big fan of Kevin Harris these past couple years. But Juju McDowell, he was the game's leading rusher on Saturday with 6 carries for 57 yards. Marshawn Lloyd, he had 8 carries for 40 yards. And then you have the transfer from Wake Forest, Christian Beal-Smith. He found the end zone for a touchdown. I just think this Gamecock offense, to get this thing going, it's going to be these guys who have to have a big season to balance out that passing attack from Rattler. And I just like them. They all run hard, man, from Marshawn Lloyd to Juju McDowell. I like the South Carolina backfield, and I'm hoping all those guys step up this year and have big years, because it could be a really nice year for South Carolina. On defense, safety Joseph Burns had 2 interceptions in the game. He's a former walk-on, so that was a big day for him. And then the kicking battle will be one to watch, too, for the Gamecocks, as Parker White moves on as the school's all-time leading scorer. You have juniors Mitch Jeter and Alex Herrera battling for the kicking job. Defensive back Peyton Williams, he always seemed to be around the ball. He made a few plays. Linebacker Debo Williams had a sack. Edge rusher Terrell Dawkins had a sack. I think the South Carolina defense could be better this season, but I'm going to need to see some more guys step up when the season comes around before I'm ready to make that determination. But really excited to see what the South Carolina offense does. And Shane Beamer looking to build off of that great season he had just a year ago. Meanwhile, over at Arkansas, they had their annual spring game. Unfortunately, it ended up being closed to the public and moved indoors due to inclement weather. And unlike these other spring games we've talked about, like Georgia and Alabama, Arkansas's was very much a scrimmage-style practice with thud tackling and a lot of backups getting some playing time. The thud is basically doing everything but taking the offensive player to the ground. So wasn't as aesthetically pleasing for those of you who were watching the Arkansas spring game, but quarterback KJ Jefferson looks solid. I do have a little concerns about who his backup is going to be. We'll get to that in a second. Rocket Sanders, he looks like he's going to be the feature running back in this offense. He had a 66-yard touchdown run during the scrimmage. We had heard that they were using quarterback Malik Hornsby in different ways on the offense, and we saw that as he caught a pass as a wide receiver. Jaden Hazelwood, the Oklahoma transfer, looks good at wide receiver. But to me, the big question is still who is going to replace that production from Treylon Burks. That is a big question mark still. Wide receiver for me at Arkansas. Trey Knox, he looks good converting over from wide receiver to tight end. He's coming back from concussion protocol following a car accident. Sam Pittman said he's put on around 20 pounds of weight. Said he really likes him at the tight end spot. Meanwhile, the defense led by Barry Odom still has some big playmakers like Jalen Catalon, Bumper Poole, who's back. But the guy who could have the biggest impact as far as newcomer is former Alabama linebacker Drew Sanders, who just looks so comfortable playing in the middle of that defense. Jalen Catalon even said Sanders is a monster. He's so technically sound. So we'll see on that front. Some bad news, though. Defensive tackle Torian Carter, he went down in the first series with what appeared to be a knee injury. The interior of that D-line is a spot Arkansas is not very deep, so that's one worth watching. But after the game, Sam Pittman said, I think if you ask our kids, they would tell you this is the most physical spring that we've had, to be honest with you. Now, for some teams, the spring game is the end of their spring practice and all that. The Hogs will actually hold three more spring practices on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday of this week. So we'll see if there's any more takeaways coming out of spring camp for Arkansas. But in other Arkansas news, head coach Sam Pittman and the University of Arkansas have reportedly agreed to a raise and contract extension that is structured to keep him at Arkansas for the remainder of his coaching career. Details of the contract have not yet been released, but there's going to be a non-compete clause in there that is expected to make Sam Pittman the stance that this will be his last job as a coach a reality. It will keep him locked into Fayetteville for basically as long as he wants. And that's great news. Sam Pittman's a good guy. And if you missed any of the interview that our buddy John Neighbors of Locked On Razorbacks had with Sam Pittman last week, it's great stuff. Would encourage you guys to go check that out. All right, coming up next, we are going to talk a little bit on Vandy, and then we're also going to talk a little SEC baseball because Tony Vitello over at Tennessee got himself a suspension over the weekend. We'll recap that for you in just a second. Thank you guys again for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. Need to remind you also, betonline.net. They need to be your number one source for all your betting stats and sports information. We are in the thick of NBA playoffs, got fully underway this past weekend. We've got MLB. We're a couple weeks into the start of their season. There's tons of stuff going on and tons of information to be had. And BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. Head on over to their website. You can do so on your mobile device. Learn more about the trends and action. It is betonline.net. You've got everything from futures in college football as well. Heisman odds. Who's odds to win the national championship or get to the national championship? Who's going to make the playoff? Look, it's a foregone conclusion. It's like Ohio State at Clemson, Georgia, Alabama, it's Oklahoma. It's like the same teams every year. However, you can get some pretty good value on some of the longer shot teams. You can find some of that information over at betonline.net. BetOnline, it is where the game starts. Continue on here, Locked On SEC. Was expecting to recap two more spring games in this segment, but unfortunately, Mississippi State, they were scheduled to have the maroon and white spring game on Saturday morning, really, and then it was delayed several hours due to thunderstorms in the Starkville area. Eventually, they decided, due to the inclement weather and lightning, to just go ahead and cancel the game. So, Mississippi State, their next scrimmage is scheduled for next Saturday, April 23rd, at Davis-Wade Stadium. It will be open to the public, so fans will get a chance to get in there and see the Mike Leach offense and what that's all going to look like. But unfortunately, a lot of fans who were hoping for that spring game at Mississippi State, well, it just wasn't in the cards with the bad weather over the weekend in Mississippi. So unfortunately there. But Over at Vanderbilt, Clark Lee and the Commodores, they are hoping to improve their win total heading into 2022. In their spring game, the offense and defense played to a 32-32 tie. In the first half, they had some explosive plays, but in the second half, it was the defense making all of the plays. The game was not played as a typical scrimmage. It was, you know, they had points assigned to the offense in a traditional manner. Touchdown got 6 points, a turnover or three and out got 3 points, a punt 2 points. It was that kind of thing, weird scoring. But to me, the biggest story at Vanderbilt is their quarterback battle is going to be one to watch. Ken Seals, who was a starter for much of last year, by the way, he was a guest on our show earlier this offseason, thought he made some nice throws. But, man, fellow junior Mike Wright, he's got the running ability, and he made some really nice runs. And then on top of it, you have the freshman coming in, and A.J. Swan, thought he made some nice throws. But to me, Mike Wright's biggest highlight, it was a touchdown run on the first drive. It was over 50 yards. Ken Seals is the better quarterback in the short to intermediate passing game. He connected with his receivers Will Shepard, Devin Bodie, as well as Ben Bresnahan. Then we saw A.J. Swan connected on a deep pass to fellow freshman receiver Jaden McGowan. And it's like, okay, well, he's got the deep ball. It's almost like if you could take all three of them and put them together, you'd have an elite-level quarterback. It's just all of them have their own strengths and weaknesses. I'm wondering if they should just go dual threat. Have Ken Seals as the passing quarterback. Have Mike Wright as the running quarterback. I know that's a little bit of an old-school way of thinking, but I wonder if that gives Vanderbilt the best chance for this offense to be successful. We will see. Defensively, linebacker Arrington Truesdell, I think he's going to be a big piece of this linebacking core. He came on late last year. He looked good in the spring game. Then you had senior cornerback Jalen Mahoney. He was disruptive, making some big hits, forced a fumble. Clark Lee, I saw after the game, said, yeah, that guy's a sicko. He was just all over the field. We got to continue to build around that kind of attitude. That needs to be our identity. Fifth-year linebacker Michael Owusu, he had a strong game, making a tackle for a loss and a sack. Linebacker Kane Patterson did get injured in the game. He's the transfer from Clemson, so we'll keep an eye out on that one. At running back, you had Patrick Smith breaking some tackles. Junior Rocco Griffin kind of struggled, fumbling at one point. And then you had freshman Maurice Edwards and Dylan Betts-Pauley. They got some looks as well. Clark Lee said, right now as a program, we're focused on total effort, and their guys are doing a great job of stitching that into every aspect of our identity. The Commodores will now head to the weight room and go through evaluations over the remainder of this semester. When they return for the summer, it will be full starting for the season. Their season opener will be at Hawaii on August 27th. So you got to think, we're almost at the end of April already. May, June, July, and then August will be their season opener. It will be here before you know it. And there you have it. That is your recap of the spring games that took place over the weekend. We'll have LSU this coming weekend. We'll have a few more as well, Tennessee. But a few other SEC notes before we call it a show. Tennessee baseball had a spicy series with Alabama over the weekend. The Vols knocked off Alabama on Sunday 15-4 to take 2 out of 3 in the series. But head coach Tony Vitello and pitching coach Frank Anderson, they were tossed from Saturday's game in the first inning. Tennessee's starter Chase Dolander was hit by a comebacker and was able to get out of the inning cleanly, but he was in noticeable pain and fell after getting the last out. Vitello went out there to check on him. Third base umpire eventually tried to get him to move along. Vitello had some words with him and also charged at and bumped into the third base umpire during the heated exchange. The SEC came out afterward and suspended Vitello for 4 games, which he began serving on Sunday. Third base coach Josh Elander stepped in as the interim coach. Well, 15 runs in the game, the Vols have now driven in double-digit runs in 17 games this season, including 5 times in SEC play. They improved to 33-3 overall, 14-1 in the SEC. So Tennessee still a force in the conference. Some other SEC baseball action from over the weekend. Arkansas swept LSU in Fayetteville, winning all 3 games. The Razorbacks bounced back after losing at Florida last week. LSU, big letdown after they swept Mississippi State a week ago. Texas A&M They took 2 out of 3 at Georgia for an impressive series win that saw them put up 23 runs in their series finale on Saturday. Mississippi State, they awoke from their slumber to take 2 out of 3 against Auburn, and they lost the third game of the series 3-2, had a chance at the clean sweep, but Auburn, give them credit, they avoided the sweep. Vanderbilt, they took 2 out of 3 at home against Florida, so Vandy gets just their second SEC series win of the year. Mizzou, they took 2 out of 3 against Kentucky, so the Tigers bounced back after getting swept last weekend at Tennessee. And South Carolina, they took 2 out of 3 versus Ole Miss, a really nice series win for the Gamecocks. And there you have it, that is your SEC baseball recap. Thank you guys again for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. Now you can make your second listen. Check out the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast with Ryan Tracy and former NFL corner Eric Crocker. They're bringing the NFL Draft to life every day with insight and analysis on college football prospects and the front office. Free and available wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Chris Gordy. Thank you guys so much for listening to Locked On SEC. We'll be back tomorrow talking all things Southeastern Conference. Have a great day, everybody.